Deputy Chair Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Weissner.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Surprising that I don't think I've received anything for public comments.
It's unusual for the audit committee.
Going on to item number four, I need a motion to approve the minutes for the audit committee for the meeting held on August 26, 2013.
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Item number two, additional items. Don't believe we have any. Going on to item number five, audit. Cassandra will be presenting the 2014-2015 internal audit plan and update.
Good morning. Today, as Director Gonzalez mentioned, I'll be presenting the two-year audit plan for the tollway. Today's agenda will be looking at internal audit background, the current state of the internal audit resources, and then lastly, looking at the 2014-2015 internal audit plan and seeking the approval of the audit committee. Thank you. The first slide gives me the opportunity to refresh for the audit committee the organizations of which the internal audit department has to ensure that their audit activities are in conformance with. The Fiscal Control Internal Auditing Act, the Institute of Internal Auditing Standards, the Code of Ethics of the Institute of Internal Auditors, the State of Illinois Internal Audit Advisory Board, and Generally Accepted Government Auditing Standards. And each of these organizations actually provide requirements in which the audit department must follow in order to even put the internal audit department's internal audit plan together, as well as to conduct the internal audit that we perform for the tollway. Currently, the internal audit resources include a chief internal auditor, three internal auditors, and an information systems auditor. We have two positions which you will note that are vacant. One of which is a new position that's been budgeted for 2014, which includes the construction auditor. The department felt that based upon feedback and then also just given the Move Illinois program, the importance of having a construction auditor on staff to ensure that our external parties are complying with the contract terms that we have set forth. In order to put the internal audit plan together, the internal audit department conducts what we term as a risk assessment. The risk assessment is a process used to identify and evaluate risk and its potential effects. In the risk assessment process, you're asking what can go wrong, what areas have the most risk, and what assets are at risk. The risk assessment included a number of components. We had input from executives and management, consideration of the current operating environment and management control structure was included, as well as an evaluation of issues identified during prior audits, including the external audit performed by KPMG. Internal audit met with the key management staff, which included department chiefs and other management personnel, to obtain their input on areas of concern or risk. The executive managers provided input that included validation of the most significant processes or activities and functions within their area, identification of risk factors that have the highest potential to prevent achievement of their objectives, as well as assessment of the effectiveness of the management control structure to mitigate risk. The plan is based on the results of the annual risk assessment and the audit resources that are currently available, and based on internal audit expertise and skills. As you see on this next slide, there is some additional information that also goes into the plan, which again includes the FISA requirements, which determines the mandatory audits that need to be completed each fiscal year, evaluation of the risk of fraud and awareness of fraud referral requirements and processes, and this is pretty much determined through the questions in which we provide the individuals that we talk to as a part of this risk assessment process. And then we also take an assessment of the effectiveness of services that support the operational areas. And that can include HR, IT, procurement, and finance. By considering a wide variety of information sources, the intent is to submit for approval an annual audit plan that promotes fairness and ensures that the Internal Audit Department will prove to be value added for the tollway by focusing its resources on those areas with the highest audit potential based on risk. Finally, the audit plan that is developed is reviewed and discussed with executive management. The next slide here gives you a breakout of the resource availability and the allocation for the 2014 plan. The plan is broken out into these various categories. The first one is mandatory system meetings, which you see has a 22% allocation. And this category includes pre-implementation reviews to ensure compliance with internal control systems. Internal audit will participate in meetings around violation processes, ETC report enhancements, customer support center, and ERP, and other system implementations and or upgrades throughout the year. The next category I'll talk about is the mandatory internal control reviews, which as you see is one of the higher areas where we have allocated our time in the plan. The risk-based reviews are part of the risk assessment process in the sense that they are focused on areas with high risk and a high probability that controls are not in place or they are weak. There are two areas that are part of the risk-based audits, and they include both risk-based for internal audit, which you'll see at 21%, and risk-based that you'll see at 18%. So collectively as a bulk, they represent the risk-based audits. The mandatory internal control reviews are reviews that we conduct to make sure that the controls within the tollway are in place or that they are working effectively. FISA requires that we perform 6 internal control reviews in one year and 5 in the next. So that's a total of 11 over a 2-year period. For the 2014 plan, we actually have 6 internal control reviews that we have to perform, which in a sense is why we have 30%, and you'll see a lower percentage in 2015. And then, of course, we have training, admin, and management at 20%. And before I go to the next, actually, I will go to the next slide, which will kind of give you a allocation of the hours and the percentages and give me an opportunity to ask if there are any questions on the 2014 plan.
So one thing that I just wanted to mention that Cassandra and her team have been excellent about, you know, this is a great reflection of the 2014 plan, but they also spent some time working with us as we look to refine certain processes here at the tollway. So for instance, we're going into a huge year next year for our capital program, $1.4 billion, and in order to keep things on track and keep paperwork moving, invoices moving, and everything else, we're really looking at all of the individual processes at the tollway to see if we can streamline anything, but continue, of course, to make sure that we are monitoring things correctly and the process, you know, gives us enough protection. And, you know, Cassandra and her team do, I don't know how we would characterize that type of work or where it would fall in your categories here, but you have been helpful in that regard as well.
Absolutely. And to your point, Christy, some of those reviews are part of our mandatory internal control reviews, especially when we talk about invoice processing. And then we also have some of that captured in our risk-based internal audit reviews.
The construction audit position, I think, sounds very reasonable considering how much construction we'll be looking forward to over the next several years. I'd like to just kind of get an idea of a little more precisely or examples of exactly what that auditor would be doing.
Sure. That particular auditor will spend a lot of time in the field doing on-site construction visits to make sure that the tollway knows who's actually out on their project. Are there vendors and external parties? Are they performing to the terms of their contract? Looking at the change order process. So they'll be very involved with just making sure that the day-to-day management, and for those that are charged with being the eyes and ears of the tollway, are actually performing and doing just that. In addition to that, we do have a construction practices audit also ongoing by through a third party, and any of the results that come out from that review, the construction auditor will be definitely engaged in ensuring that if there's any follow-up needed, that that is actually carried through.
Okay. How does that differ from what we did prior to the idea of bringing on our own auditor? In other words, I'm sure we had an interest in making sure.
Sure, and we certainly had a certainly internal audit did look at contract and vendor reviews, and construction was part of that. But one thing that we found, I think, and Cassandra and I think we agree on this, is that, you know, construction is its own
expertise.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody who is maybe very capable of doing audits in other areas, it would be nice to have somebody who had particular knowledge of the construction industry, of construction practices, of what's reasonable given, you know, the realities of trying to keep something on track and going out in the field, what we can reasonably expect, and but also what we should expect from the companies, for instance, that work for us. And we just thought that having somebody who had that background specifically in construction, you know, might be better equipped to help us evaluate that versus a, you know, someone else in the audit division with other skill sets, but maybe who didn't have that specific industry experience.
Right. In addition to that, too, we really thought it was important to have a dedicated resource that can really concentrate on the construction field and construction audits and activity within the tollway. And as, you know, Christy mentioned, we have, you know, three or four audits, but yet we are required also by various you know, regulatory requirements that there are other things that we also must perform. So this will give us an idea, an opportunity to take care of those requirements from an internal audit standpoint, but then also have an individual that's concentrated on, you know, focusing on that high-risk activity within the tollway right now, which is could possibly be construction in the sense that that's where most of our activity is currently through the Illinois program.
I think that will be money well spent.
Great. Thank you. I will move on to the 2015 plan. In the 2015 plan, you will see, again, that there's a slight increase in the system meetings due to the ERP, which I mentioned. There's a decrease in the mandatory internal control reviews, primarily due to the fact that we will be performing less cycle audits that are required in this particular year. And then you'll see that the risk-based review focus has shifted more toward a review of external parties, which we have at 35%. And this would include, again, because now we anticipate, you know, having that construction auditor on site full-time, but then we'll also be dedicating resources to vendor and contract compliance audits, additional resources, I should say. And the construction auditor on site, you know, will, again, you know, be performing a grand number of compliance reviews and on-site audits, as I mentioned, which will be also different for the tollway. And those are the only significant changes to mention for 2015. And the next slide will again give you those percentages. Any question on 2015? And I will also add that it's required that we, you know, do the annual risk assessment annually. So we step in front of the board next year in 2014. The 2015 plan may look a little different based upon emerging risks that have occurred during 2014 that we've identified. But I don't expect that there'll be any decreases within the area of reviews for external parties. If anything, we may, you know, see that area increase. Any questions on the 2015 plan?
I just have an overall question then. We spoke about it briefly, that obviously we're going from about 8,900 hours in 2013 to 11,000 hours for 14 and 15. Now, the assumption is that that would have to be that the other two, the vacancy and the construction, would have to be hired to meet those 11,000 hours, or just one of the two?
Yes. So we've positioned ourselves, you know, late in the last month or so to ensure that we can get both of those positions filled within the first quarter. Obviously, this plan is contingent upon, you know, having those resources available to us. But we will, you know, if indeed that needs to occur, we will make the necessary adjustments. I'll also add that in some areas we may find that we have provided more hours than what we may need for a particular project. So that shift too will, you know, technically allow us to have more hours later in the year to ensure that the construction auditor can get done all the required, you know, reviews and audits that they need to perform.
So for example, say that we don't fill both and we only fill one, how much of a change would that affect an 11,000 hours if that happened?
Right. It would affect it by 1,500 to 1,800 hours.
Mm-hmm. And is it the mandatory, is it that you have to do the 6 cycle audits in the first and then 5, or can it be 5 and 6?
Well, it's been a totally practice from an audit department. That's already been set in regard to what audits are performed when. So we are kind of needing to follow that cycle. So there really isn't an opportunity to change up which audits are done in which particular year at this point.
My concern would be that in 2014 would be obviously a busier year for cycle audits. So it would probably make sense to bring in that person early, you know, before construction really starts, and have him already, or him already trained, and you wouldn't want to be training somebody right in the time that you're doing more cycle audits than 2015.
I agree, and that's why when we are searching for this particular candidate, we will be definitely looking for someone that can hit the ground running for us, that really has that specific construction-related experience that will really aid the tollway and the type of audits that we're looking to do. And I think, concentrating on that requirement will allow us to more efficiently get through the audits within, you know, a specified time period. In addition, we'll, you know, put priority if we see that it be necessary that we bring the construction auditor on board first, even before the internal audit manager, just to make sure that we can, you know, get these audits and reviews completed as we've kind of laid out in the plan.
So I know, Cassandra, we're still drafting the job description for the construction
auditor,
but the internal audit manager is posted.
Yes, it's circulating. Yes,
it's circulating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we, certainly, if you have any candidates, or if anyone has any candidates or networks that we should reach out to, associations that you're aware of, you know, please let us know for recruiting and finding candidates, and we'll share the construction auditor job description with the board members as well, and you can push it out to your networks if you think that's acceptable when it's ready.
Yes, definitely. I would appreciate that. So lastly, I just wanted to say that overall, auditing is a means to have continuous improvement. We look forward to providing auditing services in the areas identified in 2014. And if there are any additional questions, I'd be glad to address them. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
I'd just like to say Cassandra's done an excellent job of running our internal audit department, and I think you've been officially in the chief position for about a year, is that right?
That's correct.
So you've been doing just a great job, and your whole team, so thank you very much for your hard work and professionalism.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Going on to item number 6, unfinished business, we have none.
I think we have to approve the audit plan.
Oh.
I forgot that next
part. I will move to approve the 2014-15 internal audit plan.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Going on to unfinished business. Do we have any new business? No executive session. So I'll ask this time for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.